Item three is a workshop concerning the 2018 triennial review of the water quality control plan for the Lahontan region, also known as the Basin Plan. Ms. Kuyancha?
Yes, I'm going to ask Dan Sussman to join us, and he's going to give you a presentation.
Good evening, Chair Pumphrey, members of the board, and members of the public. My name is Dan Sussman. I'm a senior environmental scientist in our Tahoe office. I supervise the planning and assessment unit, which includes TMBLs, basin planning, and swamp programs. Item 3 on 3-1 is our item tonight, the triennial review. And the slides are in enclosure 4, which begins on base stamp page 3-59. There are no late additions or revisions to this item. Tonight I'm here to talk about the 2018 triennial review of the water quality control plan of the Lahontan Basin. This is a public workshop and informational item. The purpose of this presentation is to solicit input from the board and to solicit input from the public or other public agencies. We're going to have a second triennial review workshop come September in South Lake Tahoe, and in November I will bring a recommendation to the board for your vote on the 2018 triennial review list at the Apple Valley meeting. Let's see if we can. Should we do a little? I'll just call next slide. Is that all right? Next slide, please. You just press the arrow. Thank you for your patience. This might be working now. Let's see.
Okay.
Perfect. Great. Back in business. Thank you. Rejoining. Slide two here is an overview of the presentation. I'll first provide some background, some context on the basin plan and the triennial review process. I'll visit our 2015 triennial review list and talk about the status of those projects. I'll briefly discuss the proposed projects for the 2018 list and then present a schedule for the action. Finally, I'll answer your questions, note your input, hopefully take some comments or project suggestions from yourselves and from the audience. And so far in this process, though, I want to note that we haven't yet received public input. So the basin plan includes two things: regulatory content, such as our standards and implementation programs, and informational text, such as maps and program descriptions. Now, the Clean Water Act requires that the water boards shall from time to time, but at least once each three-year period, hold public hearings for the purpose of reviewing applicable water quality standards and, as appropriate, modifying and adopting standards. And so because of that, at least once each three-year period, we commonly call this the triennial review. So this process is the board's opportunity to direct and prioritize basin planning work. In effect, the triennial review is the work plan for the next 3 years of the basin planning program. To conduct a triennial review includes the requirement to solicit input through a public process. And this item and the September workshop together were publicly noticed on the website and through online email subscriptions. We commonly refer to them as LIRIS lists. And the public also has the opportunity to engage when staff's recommendation for the 2018 triennial review comes to you in November. In addition to public involvement, water board staff is polled for input, and naturally the board members have opportunity to provide input on the process that will result in a list that you eventually will have opportunity to approve. And then after that, we'll submit the triennial review list to the US EPA. So prioritization is needed because, like many things, there are limited resources to accomplish the items on the work plan. Different regional boards prioritize projects differently. The most recent list for Region 9, for example, that they're working on will only include projects that their water board has confidence that they will complete in those 3 years. Region 2, like ourselves, has a running list of projects, both that they think that they can accomplish and ones that they don't want to lose track of from time period to time period. Some regions also include their TMDLs in their triennial review list, because commonly TMDLs result in a basin plan amendment, traditional TMDLs. We've not done that in the past, and I'm proposing at this time to continue past practice and include projects from our running list in the 2018 triennial review. And then at the bottom of the page on this slide is the direct link to our triennial review website. It can also be found by going to programs and basin planning. So let's revisit the 2015 triennial review list and check in on the status of that list's priorities. Enclosure 1 on page 3-7 is the short summary list of the adopted 2015 triennial review list. Table 2, which is on base stamp 3-27, is a more detailed status table of those topics. And this slide is sort of a summation of that table. This slide, and the next slide rather, this slide includes the project that were given the highest priority. So on enclosure 1, these are the ones that are in yellow. We refer to these commonly as above the line. And we've made progress on all of these topics. The investigation of the first topic, which is concerned with the Squaw Valley aquifer and flow criteria, was addressed at last November's board meeting. The proposed topics list partially retains this topic, and that is that topic itself is found on base stamp 3-50 on table 3. The other items are listed here as ongoing, and what that means is we've put resources into them, they've received some work done by staff, and we expect to continue them to be able to receive work. Of note, I want to point out the bacteria objectives item on this slide, very much related to this priority. The State Board is currently scheduled to consider adoption of a statewide bacteria objective tied to the Rec 1 beneficial use, and that'll be at its August 7th meeting, so stay tuned. 2015 had a total of 21 topics on the triennial review list, both above and below the line. These include program management responsibilities as well, such as doing program management, doing the next triennial review, that sort of thing. The first one on this list, though, is to identify streams that may be appropriate to assign flow criteria, and that was addressed through a State Water Board report called In-Stream Flow Studies for the Protection of Public Trust Processes, a Prioritized Schedule and Estimate of Costs. That report included a list of 21 streams in the Lahontan region, 8 of which were given the highest priority to determine if flow criteria are needed to protect sensitive habitat. Again, the other ones below that say ongoing, which means the staff have worked on these items, at least on a limited basis. And then there's that line at the bottom that says all other projects that have made no progress, it's because they have received no staff resources. And those are 8 of the other projects that were below the line, as we say, on the 2015 review. And you can see those as well in Table 2 of your packet. So the 2015 list was finalized with 21 priorities. The current list of proposed topics includes 24 projects for the 2018 triennial review. A description of these is included in Table 3, which begins on base stamp 3-45, and that table presents the topics without priority. So 20 of the projects on that list are continued from the 2015 list, including, as I mentioned, items that need to happen, like program management and the next triennial review. This time will be in 2021. So aside from the two completed projects, the 2018 list, it also proposes to not carry over the Lake Tahoe Nearshore project. It's uncertain if this work will remain a need for basin plan, will retain a need for basin planning activities, but it remains a high priority for the agency. And also at this time, there's ample resources that are not from the basin planning program that are dedicated to this topic. The proposed 2018 list also includes four new projects. So the board may wish to combine those, remove them, add additional items to this list, either from your own judgment or in response to public input. So I'm going to touch on those four new projects right now. Two at a time. So the first one is found on Bates page 3-48. It's tribal and subsistence beneficial uses. So the State Board adopted State Board Resolution 2017-0027, and that adopted the mercury provisions, and it also established with definitions beneficial uses for tribal cultural use, tribal subsistence fishing, and non-tribal subsistence fishing. But it didn't designate any water bodies with these uses. So this project would consider adding discussion of tribal and subsistence uses to our basin plan, and adding the beneficial uses and definitions that State Board adopted to the basin plan. Additionally, this project would include developing an approach to designate waters with those uses where they exist. The resolution that the State Board adopted established these beneficial use definitions, but it doesn't set forth a timeline or schedule for such designations, and doesn't require even that the regional board designate those waters with those uses. But the regional boards generally consider prioritizing the designation of beneficial uses during the triennial review process, and so that's why I've put it on here. Given the establishment of these tribal and subsistence uses, including this project gives the board the opportunity to consider as a priority adding the uses to the basin plan and designating water bodies with these uses. The second project up there, the US EPA Section 304A recommendations, is on Bates page 3-46. It's a federal requirement to evaluate and consider adopting any objectives that the US EPA developed since the last triennial review. We're currently looking at what criteria the EPA adopted since 2018 to see if there's a need to adopt them. And in some cases, the State Water Resources Control Board staff may be taking the lead on those topics, or our existing standards, we might find, are stricter than those developed as part of the 304A recommendations. So we're looking into that, and we'll have more information for you at the September and November meetings. So moving on to the next slide. These two items are ideas from staff. They can be found on Bates page 3-46 and 47 consecutively. The first one is climate change adaptation and mitigation. It might sound familiar. It will be informed by the forthcoming climate change adaptation and mitigation strategy. This project would focus on any recommendations from the strategy that identify basin planning fixes to the benefit of watershed resiliency and protection of critical groundwater recharge zones and floodplain areas. The second one up there, source water protection, would investigate potential basin plan amendments that would protect water quality in the Sierra and San Bernardino headwater zones. So both of these projects may also be informed by a new initiative or an initiative on source water protection, which is a collaboration between Department of Water Quality, or Division of Water Quality, excuse me, and of Drinking Water, I believe, and specifically our AEO, Doug Smith, is participating on an initiative in that process on protecting drinking water sources in headwaters and groundwater recharge areas. And there might also be overlap between these two projects and the riparian protection policy item which is on base stamp 3-47 and is continued, so it might sound familiar, from the 2015 triennial review list. Because of that, the board might find reason to keep these two items separate, determine that the three items should be combined into one or combined into two, something for the board to consider as we move forward. But I wanted to present them distinctly because there are some nuances for them. So here's the schedule of the process associated with a triennial review. It began with the noticing of this workshop 45 days ago. That notice is enclosure 2. And then after today's workshop, we'll update the staff report, which is enclosure 3 and includes the list of the proposed topics, as well as the update of the status update on the 2015. And we'll do that update. We'll update the staff report in preparation for September, when the board will host a second public workshop. That Friday, which is September 14th, is the close of the public comment period as well. And after that, we will more fully begin responding to comments and in reflecting board direction, develop a final staff report and a prioritized list of projects that staff will recommend to the board for consideration at your November board meeting in Apple Valley. So the goal of this project is really to provide the opportunity for the board and the public to give input on the proposed list of projects, be that commenting on details, providing new project ideas, comments on what everyone thinks should be high priority or low priority, and that's of that nature. And so to the public and the audience here, we do our best to take notes during your oral comments. But to ensure that we capture everything accurately, I really recommend that you follow up with a letter to us or with an email to this website, this email, lahontan@waterboards.ca.gov, and you can put in the subject line, Triennial Review 2018. Now I'd like to return the floor to the chair to entertain questions, comments, and project suggestions.
What I think I'd like to do is ask the board members if they have any questions, and then we can see if there's any public comment, and then we can go to our own comments. So, asking for questions, Mr. Dias?
Yes, just one question. Do I understand that there were 20 projects continued from 2015?
Yes.
Out of 24 originally?
So there were 21 initially. We are marking as completed two of them. The math is a little funny because we're also continuing 20, and that difference there is the November board meeting had a presentation that was sort of split between a discussion of Squaw Valley and also Squaw Valley Aquifer, and also in-stream flow studies. I think that in-stream flow is still a topic that is developing. I believe at the November board meeting, the state board staff who are developing in-stream flow criteria along with their associated with the cannabis program, we're looking at 2020, 2021, something like that, for coming out with their guidelines. And so we figured it should be put on there so that we can follow that along, or choose to take our own actions.
Okay, thank you. More questions.
Questions, Mr. Jardine?
No questions.
Mr. Sandell?
Nothing yet.
Ms. Cox?
No questions.
I just have one quick question. The second of the four new possible topics,
please.
The EPA, US EPA 304 recommendation. We're really not in a position to comment on that this evening because we don't know, is that correct, whether or not it's really applicable to our region or to what extent.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that there's a requirement for us to look at those and to either press forward in looking to adopt those standards or provide some language in our triennial review staff report that addresses why we that we looked at things and why we might not go forward with it. From discussions with USEPA, when they get the triennial review to them, if that is not somehow addressed in some form or another, then they will not accept it as a completed effort. So whether it's the depth of the language and the depth of our action associated with that, I think is you have some discretion there, but we need to address it somehow.
Thank you. I don't have any cards, but is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak to this matter?
Please. We are here for you. This is this is my opportunity to hear from you. One of my
seeing none, I'll entertain comments from members of the board. Mr. Dias?
Yes, thank you. I have one comment, and that's very general. I'm pleased to see the four new projects, but I'm especially pleased with the source water protection one. I think that could be very useful in the future. Thank you.
Mr. Jardine?
I have to agree. I do like to see the climate change adaptation and mitigation and the source water protection. I do think they should be kept separate. They're separate and distinct.
Mr. Sandell.
As they said, and I'm not looking forward to trying to prioritize these. They're worthwhile. I wish we had more resources. I did have a kind of procedural question. Looking at State Stamp 3-7, I couldn't understand TYs over 3 years versus cumulative TYs. The math between them doesn't add up to anything in particular. So maybe you could take about 30 seconds and set me straight on those two columns.
Yeah. So I think if you add the first one, the cumulative we'll look at as you go down the list, for example, program manager, 0.3 PYs. So that's all we have is 0.3. The next one, triennial review, 0.2. So then the column on the right adds up everything above that. So 0.2 plus 0.3.
So cumulative is this table. As you go down the table, you just keep adding.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm trusting that the math is correct. I did not produce
that. That way I understand the system.
But I think
sure
it is.
I'll work it out.
Ms. Cox?
Well, that was kind of the heart of my question. As I'm looking at the PYs that are necessary to complete these tasks, maybe more a question for Patty. Are we seeing any help on the horizon? These are all very, very noble projects that need to be addressed in this region, and it's probably very demoralizing for staff to see the needs out there, but realizing there is some challenge to ever getting to some of these.
Well, we ever are trying to get more resources, and Dan's unit's been hit harder than most, so he's actually lost two PYs from his unit in the last year or so. So he's going to have, we're going to have less than this to deal with.
We have.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I will say sometimes, if I could speak to that, there's sometimes small glimmers of hope. I've had this is not my first meeting today. I started on a basin planning roundtable where you speak with all the other folks that are basin planning program managers. And for example, the discussion on biotic ligand models for metals came up, and there was a different region that's way down on our list, I know, but there's a different region that said it'd be really great if, when state board's considering what they're going to do next after toxicity and bacteria, to maybe look at taking that up. And I was not the only one echoing that, and so the staff said, oh, okay, we'll take that into consideration. So that doesn't really provide us with PYs, but it doesn't leave us alone either.
Okay. And I see the merit with keeping all these projects on there so they don't get lost in the fray of the everyday workload. And just wish we had the ability to accomplish more. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. It's not only demoralizing the staff,
This is one of the most frustrating exercises, for me at least, as a board member, to look at the left hand of all the things that we need to do. And I'm pretty sure that this really doesn't exhaust all the possible topics that we could look into. It doesn't include all of the things that we don't know about today that someone will want us to look into over the course of the next 3 years, and then contrast that with the right-hand column, which is what we have available to do whatever we can. All of these have a great deal of merit, and I don't envy you the task of trying to sort this out to give us some help. I don't envy us in trying to, at some point in November, actually come up with some prioritization among 25 or so worthy things. So my suggestion might be that you sneak in a couple in September that are absolutely not worthy, so that we could at least feel as though we have done something to weed something out of the potential list. I don't know if that's a very practical approach. I will say that I have thought for some time that the climate change adaptation and mitigation package that we have been working on for the past few years is really a pivotal point for the board and the agency going forward. It really can be the hub around which an awful lot of programs are organized and relate to one another. So I would hope that, having done all that work, we can find a way to include that. It's tempting to say it would be a good idea to merge source water protection, but I think that a better way is to look at source water protection as a really important part of that central goal. The last thing is I do like your idea that you just expressed, that hopefully we can find ways to use other people's work that they're doing in either at the state level or in the other regions, to at least advance us a little way down some of these pathways that we've identified as something that we're interested in. So hopefully, of this list, there'll be three or four items that some other region says, oh, wow, that's really important, and we're going to devote a lot of resources and work to that so that we can come along and poach that at some point in time. So I don't envy you your task. I appreciate your willingness to attempt to do this, and if there's any way we can be of any assistance, please let us know. Thank you.
Thank you. Could I add one thing?
Surely.
Sure. Well, though you don't envy us in September, you can envy me. I unfortunately will be on a pre-scheduled vacation, so it'll either be my division manager or one of my staff that will be presenting to you. But I also want to it's tough when you schedule a vacation a year out. But I also wanted to speak to your last point, which I encourage you to read both of the tables, table 2 and table 3, in that right-hand column, because there are some in there that the progress is, well, we're tracking what's going on at either state board or with other regions. Some of those include bacteria water quality objectives that I commented on, biological indicators. There's a state board project, and Region 9 is also sort of in the midst of developing, going ahead with their own biological indicators project. And those are just two examples, but yeah, it's we're still spread thin there.
Well, let me ask you this question then about that. Assuming that we rank our list of priorities, is there some flexibility somewhere in the system that if we have a below the cutoff line, if that makes sense, project, that suddenly we discover someone else has done a tremendous amount of work, of good work, on that we could build on fairly easily
with a lot of benefit to what we're doing. Is there a way that that can kind of bump up when we make that discovery as we go forward, or are we going to be locked into the list as we look at it in November?
So the as I understand it, that you know, we're required to review this not less than 3 years, but you have the opportunity to, as a board, provide direction on changing our priorities more frequently than that. The only caution is, again, what would we be working at that time that we would have to either cut back on or push back, put it on delay. Yeah.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from any board member? Thank you very much, sir.